Welcome to the Eric Bailey Halftime Show.
Oh, God.
Welcome to episode 31 of One More Podcastle, bringing criminals to justice every week and a part of the Retroids Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I have no superpowers this week either. And I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I got fired.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian news editor, and I'm live in streaming color.
So yeah, I got fired. Jason fired me.
I did.
So, yeah.
What can I say? You suck.
It's great. Yeah.
That's all I can say.
So, I guess we should take a poll or start doing tryouts for a new host, I guess, or...
And maybe. I think it would be appropriate. I mean, this is awkward for me. I'm kind of a third wheel here. But maybe we should just have...
Right, because you weren't part of the process.
I washed my hands of all responsibility and put it all on Jason.
Whoa. All this.
And I got fired on Twitter,
yeah,
of all things.
That's how
it's like writing you a letter, but it's just 140 characters.
Right. So it's
yeah,
easier for everybody.
Exactly.
Twitter official.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
We just try out a couple other guests, see how they do. You know,
it'll be good.
Who knows?
Can I try out?
Tonight's your tryout.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't mess up.
If you do okay tonight, we'll consider keeping you on.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
All right.
So let's talk about retro games.
Yeah, you guys played any old video games lately or what?
I played a ton.
I've had two.
Whoa.
What?
What?
Okay. Wait, Jason just said he played a ton.
A ton?
He said a ton.
That. Jason,
is it
Lamb?
One?
It's more than one.
Well,
less than four.
So three?
Yeah, it was three.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I decided to try to get into the Thief series. There's a reboot coming out. They're really critically acclaimed games, so I tried to get into them. They're kind of like stealth first-person shooters, if that makes sense.
No.
It's completely stealth. You're not actually supposed to kill anyone. You're just supposed to sneak around and steal things.
So it's first-person stealther.
Yeah, pretty much. They have not aged well. There's a lot of AI problems, as in it doesn't... How do I describe it? I peeked around a corner, fired several arrows at a guard. He realized he was being shot, but the two guards beside him didn't realize and continued on their conversation.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
They're just really dedicated to their job.
Yeah, they're dedicated to their job.
There's actually another game that does that that reminds me of Hotline Miami. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. No, don't start.
They notice it. When you fire a gun, they all come running.
They notice.
No, they don't.
They notice.
They know what you're doing.
They know what you're doing.
The AI also doesn't seem to be able to see. I think they're all legally blind. You can see everyone, but they can't see maybe 5 feet in front of their face. So you can walk in front of them. They'll be like, who's there? And then just you'll dart behind a column. And they'll just continue to question what's going on. And just wander off in a different direction, and they never come after you.
Are you sure you don't just have it on, like, really easy mode?
Yeah, I've got it on normal. Standard difficulty. So I played the first and second one. Went on to the third one. Didn't like the third one either. So I just ended up buying the Duke Nukem Megaton Edition.
Wait, so there's three Thief games in the series?
There's three right now. There's one came out, I think, in 99, the other 2000, and then there was one by a different developer in 2004 for the Xbox and the PC.
So, I mean, I trust your judgment.
Yeah. Sure you do.
I do. Did you not see my review for Limbo?
No. Did you like it?
Well, you got... I called you out, man. I called you out. But if they're not that good, why did they make three of them?
I think they're very good at the time. I think it's just my expectations going in from a contemporary standpoint of where the AI, how the AI should react.
Yeah.
They don't really hold up.
And those games definitely have a positive reputation. I mean,
oh, they have a great reputation, but I just, for some reason, I couldn't get into them.
They just don't deserve it.
But yeah, so I've been playing Duke Nukem.
All right.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Okay. How about you guys?
I've been playing, so I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It seems like forever.
It does.
Solomon's Key?
Yes.
For the NES. It's a kind of like a platform puzzle kind of a game. I picked it up like 3 weeks ago because I thought it was a different game, and I can't remember what the other game was, but Bailey, you'd probably know. What's the game that is notorious for being so difficult that the only way you can get through one of the levels is by having a Nintendo Power subscription?
Mylan's Secret Castle.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Ah.
Because I was like, oh, I want to have that game because that's hilarious. I even think I have the Nintendo Power issue.
Yeah.
So I picked it up, realizing that it's not the game.
Oops.
And I do have Milo's Secret Castle. But no, it's really fun. Like, yeah. I haven't played a puzzle game like that I was really into in, like, a long time. Like, the... what was that Neo Geo game that I was playing? The Nightmare, something Nightmare, where you were setting things on fire? You guys remember me talking about that?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called, but like that's how like into it I got, because I was like, wow, this is really neat, and ugh. And Tubin. I've been playing Tubin.
Nice.
Because I got that today.
Nice.
So, Tubin.
I will say, Solomon's Key is my go-to example when I'm trying to describe the concept to someone of a game that's difficult because it's designed to be, as opposed to a game that's challenging because it's broken or programmed poorly or has like cheap deaths and things like that. So Solomon's Key, yeah. I've just been playing Nintendo games. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you posted another review on your website, right?
Right.
Oh, so you read his reviews, but you don't read mine.
I didn't see how it is. I found it. I like the shout-out. I enjoy the fact you like it. I'm sorry.
You can see the disappointment on my face.
It's true.
Literally. You can see it.
Right there. See it.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting. Put your finger down.
Oh. Hotline Miami right now.
Whoa. I hate Hotline Miami, but my ringtone's Hotline Miami.
Oh, he likes the soundtrack.
I love the soundtrack. Yeah. Did you not read my review?
I did.
Come on.
I'm just trying to screw with you.
Trying. I think you succeeded.
I think I did.
Your life force is running out.
All right, let's move on to a listener email discussion question. It goes like this. Hello, podcast type fellows. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Big smiley face. Thank you. Here is a reader discussion question for you. Has modern gaming suffered from a lack of compelling arcade presence? I suppose to an extent, digital downloads and mobile gaming have filled the quick fix slot that genuine arcade titles used to fill. But they aren't the same. Mobile games in particular tend to sacrifice the purity of the experience with hours of filler. No one seems to be producing those amazing 30-minute experiences that can be replayed till the end of time. What do you reckon? Nick, a.k.a. Mecha Fat Nick, whose music we've had on the show before. What do you guys think?
I would disagree.
Oh!
I think there are a ton of games like that coming out right now.
Like what?
I'm going to follow that up with, I think the problem is a lot of AAA developers aren't releasing them. There's a lot of indie games coming out that are very much in tune with that. Like we mentioned Hotline Miami, which we mentioned before. That's a great arcade style, sit down, you can play through it over and over again, but you're just doing in quick bursts.
Absolutely.
FTL Faster Than Light, it's this roguelike starship game. How to describe it? Are you laughing at me?
You could read my review.
You can. You can. Don't. I hated it.
I liked it.
Actually, I've been playing a lot of The Binding of Isaac as well lately. That's a great arcade-style one where it's just kind of 15-minute chunks of gameplay that you can keep coming back to over and over again. So cool. I think the indie community is really excelling at creating those, while AAA developers, quote-unquote, aren't necessarily.
Would it be fair to say, then, that it's harder to find those same kind of experiences, maybe?
I'm going to say, yeah, it's harder to find them, definitely. Definitely from a console perspective, it's hard to find them.
Yeah.
From a PC perspective, those games have had a lot of success on Steam. But from a console perspective and the fact that arcades don't exist really anymore, they are hard to find. What do you guys think?
Oh, we can talk now?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Jason, hogging the conversation.
It's the first time for everything.
I know. Jason, you don't talk enough. Jason, you're talking too much. I can't win,
can
I?
You're talking too much.
Can't make us happy.
So, when I was going to the arcades, you know, that's where all the hardware was. That's where all the advancements were. And now, when consoles have picked up where arcades are and greatly exceeded them, you know, that's what obviously killed the arcade. But when you went to the arcade to play, let's say, Mortal Kombat, you knew that game from playing it in the arcade. And then when they released it on a console, you got a crappy version of the arcade. Like, I'm still looking for a beautiful port of the original Mortal Kombat, and it just doesn't exist.
Right.
But in terms of sales for the console, that's what really boosted up the whole market, because you would go to the arcade, play a great game, you'd wait for the home console to get it, you get a crappy port, but you'd buy it anyway.
That's true.
Yep.
So I still think that demographic could work even today. Not in terms of, you know, it's not going to be, you know, whatever the arcade version is, it's not going to be better than the console or PC or however you want to look at it. It's impossible just by how technology is. But just in terms of money, I mean, you can't charge them 50 cents to play a game anymore. It'd be, what, $2?
Yeah.
And then that just works out to Jason's point. I mean, I was checking Steam sales today. There's like 100 and something.
Really?
It's my wife.
My wife.
There was like 1,300 different games you could download for less than $5. That's your arcade right there.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it's just the way that it's transitioned over. I still think if the arcade was still existed and you could play new games at the arcade before it was released on a home console, that might even be better, because one, you know, people are going to love the arcade. You can find out what they don't like about it, and then you can make changes to it before it's released. You can go. You don't have to wait for me. You can go.
I love how you're completely, like, dead on, you know, well-constructed argument was completely derailed there.
That's why I married her. But so I think especially for AAA developers, they need to do something, because bringing out these games and then finding out that they're broken and then you having the player download and download and download, like, that's what kills me as a console player.
Right.
And usually, even after all the updates, the game is still broken and crap. It's, you know, they need some sort of other market. They need another venue to make sure that the game is even worth bringing out on a console.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. There's no way to really... It seems like we're on that trend where every day one release is going to have patches and various possible issues. I know... Let me read the email one more time, because he mentioned this term, just the concept of, like, the purity of the experience, immersion. I think in modern games, a lot of people are playing like on a touch screen, or they're playing through different devices, they're playing on their phone. I personally believe that something is lost there. They may not realize it, and the game might be fine enough, but maybe I'm just an old fart in the gaming world, but if I play a touch screen game, I'm conscious of my thumbs the entire time.
Yeah.
Or fingers, whatever. Like, I'm always conscious. I'm using my finger to do something. It's not like a controller where it's out of sight, out of mind, and I'm just in that experience. I mean, when you go to an arcade, you get even into the competitive environment where you're like talking about the old Mortal Kombat scene. People used to line up to play each other. You'd be face to face to someone, and there's a real element there that's just it's just missing. And if you never experienced it before, you may not realize it's not there now or what you are missing, but there is something lost in that transition, whatever that may be.
I don't know. I think it's, you hear a lot of news about, you know, always on consoles and DRM and blah, blah, blah. And it's like the game industry has been on this downward slope. I don't know about you guys, but to me, it seems like it's been on this downward slope that we've got so much technology and it's moving so quickly and, you know, everybody's eyeballs are going somewhere else. It's going away from the TV and it's going to your iPad and it's going to your phone, and they're still using the same old traditions of how to bring out games and how they work. I mean, Bailey, I think you even mentioned that, because I don't know what episode it was, but we were talking about the price of games. Sure. The price of games hasn't changed. Like that, what was it? That Mutant League football that I bought. The guy bought it brand new for $50 back in 92 or something like that. And they're still $50 and $60 today.
Right.
Not to say the game should be more expensive, but they should definitely be better.
Well, it's interesting too.
Yeah, you run into the problem then of these developers spending millions now on making a AAA game, which they can never hope to recoup the expense of. So they stick to kind of a tried and true method. Because they know, or at least they think they know, that'll pay off. Right. Well, I think that a lot of these indie developers can take risks because they haven't spent a lot of money, or a relative amount of money compared to these AAA games, where they've spent like $80 million developing a Call of Duty.
Well, then again, it's a labor of love.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Totally.
Hopefully. So they're going to be more apt to criticism and changing and making fixes than an EA or Ubisoft or you know what I mean, because they realize that they are the gamer. They are their own audience. If they're not going to like their game, then they're not going to make it.
No, totally
right.
Which maybe that's what's changed, because I mean, if you read the story about Midway and how Mortal Kombat was created, like that, it was a labor of love. Yeah, they had a big budget, but it took the entire team to sit down and to really figure out how they're going to make it. I mean, it's now you've got guys in cubicles. Half of them don't even talk to each other. Like the programming department's not going to talk to the art department. And, right. It's bad business.
Oh, totally.
You can look at games like the most recent Aliens release, the Aliens Colonial Marines. And a lot of the problems it had is because they had entire other teams. They had a whole different company working on the multiplayer than from the solo campaign. It's just weird. I even go so far as to wonder if, I don't know if we're there yet, but I wonder if due to people wanting to develop independently on the indie scene or being fed up with the AAA scene or whatever, we're almost seeing a lot more indie games now, and I wonder if eventually a lot of them are going to suck. Or if there's going to be more dialogue and debate about the gatekeeping system behind things like Steam Greenlight or the way Kickstarter works. It's almost like a modern retelling of the industry crash of 1983 in terms of how consumer demand is like, you know what, we're not going to pay all this money for crappy games anymore. And there's just a lot of players in the game right now in terms of making games. And it's an exciting, interesting place to see where we'll end up.
Well, I think somebody really big is going to have to take the fall. Like, I think a Ubisoft or an EA is going to have to completely go bankrupt before somebody's like, okay, we need to restructure this because
Nintendo,
the way we've been doing things doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Who knows?
Jason knows.
I do.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell us, Jason, the big secret?
42.
Yeah, 42. You knew.
That's when. Okay.
You knew as well.
Just off the top of my head. The answer is 42.
That was good.
Yeah. I heard it's a pretty good movie. 42.
What?
I got it.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
think that means it's time for a music break.
Time for a music break.
Aquaman. Wonder Woman. Justice League. X-Men. Let's go. Yo. Got that superhero swag back in the day. Hit my local comic shop, Fair Reads, Fair Play. I passed Black Trance, got the stash on point. Ready to assemble, blow the roof off this joint. Oh, what's that? Avengers about to hit the deck? Well, heck, just call me Fury if you're ever curious about the crew. So bet we shield the world from some heinous shit. World's greatest in this, like the brother of a god who put shame to Zod. Oh shit, I might be crossing the streams. That's cool, makes no difference. Marvel, DC, I know some people got that Batman disease. Vigilante just acting mild manner, see famous, you till a belt sidekick bird theme. Parents spit it hard, he's letting off some steam. Good in the movies, best actor hate theme. Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Justice League. A little X-Men thrown up to sleep. What would it be like if we could be? Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Justice League. A little X-Men thrown up to sleep. What would it be like if we could be? As a kid, Man of Steel was abandoned. Draw strength from the sun, Luther can't stand it. Got some diabolic plans, red cape won't have it. Seem the only way to stop him is a creature from his planet. Doesn't matter in the end, he gets a rebirth. Come back again, get the girl, save planet Earth. Sand goes, great power has responsibility. And all that power in a man named Spike. Web slinging with the best of the best. Got a love for MJ, don't need a THC test. Got some photon, seems pretty narcissistic. Takes photos of himself, published in the Gazette. My bad, that's the weird one, let me write you a check. For the times Pete Park straight published some pics. Guy never really liking his suit. Red and blue, black and white, it's still cool. Symbiote on his back, let Venom through, come on. Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Justice League. A little X-Men thrown up your sleeve. What would it be like if we could be?
And welcome back. That was Superhero Swag by Alpha Rip from the album Dork, I believe. Dork Rap, good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those who don't know, this is the part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen a retro game, and we'll have 1 minute to introduce our choice, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast page. So hopefully, one of our arguments will sway you. And 2 episodes ago, do you guys know who won? This is our Japan-only week.
Oh, probably Hunter.
Yeah. You broke my win streak, Hunter. The juggernaut is back. Gekibo Gekisha Boy beat out Marita Shogi 64 in Last Armageddon. Fairly handily, might I add. So, good work, Hunter. Good work, I guess.
I guess.
It was okay. It was Japan-only week.
That was a tough week, man.
That was.
I had no idea what I was talking about.
My game had a modem port on it.
That's it. That's all you had.
That's all I had.
That's all you had. Congratulations.
That's our full campaign. But tonight's theme is murder. No, actually, it's light gun games. Tonight's theme is light gun games. So, not just Zapper games, but any video game you could have played with that machine's version of a light gun accessory.
Awesome.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. Super excited.
So,
I guess I'm ready. Whenever.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Should I put a minute on the stopwatch?
Sure.
All right. You have 60 seconds starting now.
Right. Tonight, I reached way back to 1985 for one of the NES release titles. I have chosen tonight Hogan's Alley. Much more fun than Clue Clue Land. In fact, there's 3 modes of play. In the first mode, it's essentially target practice. You're shooting at rotating targets. You want to shoot the bad guys, not shoot the innocents. Pretty straightforward. Then in mode B, you do the same, but you actually traverse through a city as you're shooting the bad guys and not shooting good guys. And there's even a mode where you're shooting cans, and every time you shoot them, they bounce in the air, and you try and maneuver them to the side for bonus points. And it's actually a minigame featured in Wii Play, a later release as well. So, Hogan's Alley, a classic with a legacy that still impacts game design to this day.
Great.
Yeah. You weren't even keeping track, were you?
I was. He was almost here the time. He finished just in time. I trust him. He's never gone over time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
That was Hogan's Alley?
Hogan's yeah. Alley.
Nice. Yep. All right. I actually have it. Hunter, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good. You may begin.
Okay. My pick for this week's Retro Showdown Light Gun Extravaganza is Gangster Town. For the Sega Master System, using the one and only, the Light Phaser. In Gangster Town, it is your job to clean up the streets full of gangsters and save the city. And these aren't just your run-of-the-mill gangsters, no sir. These are the classic cigar-smoking 1990s gangsters armed with Tommy guns. You take to the streets, a car chase, and a bar and a dock to bring the fight to them. Shooting to your heart's content. This game is heart-pumping, requires quick reflexes and
seconds.
Great aim to take out the big boss and his many, many gangster minions. It's Gangster Town.
Gangster Town.
Gangster Town.
Gangster Town.
Gangster Town.
All right. I guess I'll begin. My game this week is the 1994 Sega Saturn game Virtua Cop. Later ported to Microsoft Windows, this light gun game saw you in the role of a cop shooting your way through many villains using the Sega Saturn light gun. You're tracing the Evil Inc. crime syndicate, and you are either policeman Michael Hardy or James Cools. You eventually want to defeat Joe Fang and his followers Kong, the King, and the Boss. That's Virtua Cop for the Sega Saturn.
So let me get this straight. It's called Virtua Cop and you're a cop?
Yep.
I'm really confused. I don't get it.
You're a Virtua Cop.
You're not a virtual cop. Virtua. You are Virtua.
Yeah, Jason, get your Sega-isms right. Virtua Cop.
I'm surprised you didn't bring the canceled port from the Nokia N-Gage.
If there was such a thing, I'd bring it.
It was canceled. It was canceled.
We're still surprised you didn't bring it, Jason.
Me too. Or the version for the R-Zone by Tiger Electronics.
Yep.
So we all agree I win, right? Like, my game is clearly the best one.
No, your game is... No.
My name's what?
It's crap.
It's not crap. It's classic.
Okay. No, you're shooting cardboard cutouts of things. It's not. They're not even real people.
Well, haven't we protested on this show before the senseless violence and shooting real people on their knees begging for mercy? Is there something wrong with that?
No, they were Nazis. That was okay.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
So. Well, clearly I misunderstood and picked the wrong game.
But clearly.
I'm okay shooting cardboard cutouts, too. Whatever I can shoot. You know,
or cans.
Yeah, that's really fun. The cans
shooting cans. It's great.
So fun.
Man.
So fun. I might shoot this when I'm done with it, you know? I have my own little Eric Bailey, Bailey's Alley minigame here. Ba-ching, ba-ching, ba-ching. Right there. I just scored 3,000 points.
You'll be the only one playing it.
I'm okay with that. I'm not one of those, like, I need to have multiplayer in my games. I'm very okay having a solo campaign. I like one-player games.
I'll give you that. One-player games are great. But there's nothing better than facing off with your friend in a light gun game.
I was going to say, not in this genre. I mean, if it's a light gun game, it's got to be multiplayer.
Yeah, it's a party what? Game genre.
Who says that?
Oh, come
I
on.
Just did.
Where are you getting this? Where is this coming from?
My mouth.
Oh, yeah. We all know what good that does us, right?
I don't know. It wins me some showdowns. So.
Touché.
Virtual Cop has not aged well.
No, it's ugly.
It hasn't. And there was no...
It is notable, though, for being the first... Or, yeah, I'm going to say the first game. From a first-person's perspective.
It is not
to introduce
the
polygons.
First game.
Polygons.
You know what else is notable?
What? Not Gangster Town?
There's a note.
I think
so. Yeah, it hasn't aged well. The Saturn didn't even have a legitimate light gun.
It was barely a legitimate console to begin with.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I did.
It was an amazing 2D console.
Fair enough.
Yeah, 2D console in a 3D world, like Virtua Fighter.
Have you seen the original Saturn version of Virtua Fighter, though?
It's terrible.
Awful.
It is a terrible port of the arcade.
There is a video on One More Castle. There is an episode of Deported all about how terrible Saturn was at converting polygonal arcade games. Virtua Fighter was a terrible, awful,
mess.
Good call. Mess. It's a good
one.
I thought
mess.
It was great.
Abomination.
I wanted to have
disaster.
A Sega Saturn.
Catastrophe.
Triumph.
Murder.
Revelation.
The Juggernaut. Okay, so in my game, Gangster Town, you're not just panning from side to side in a single environment like you are in Virtual Cop and in Hogan's Alley. There are those levels, but the first level that you play is the car chase. And you're actually speeding down the road, shooting gangsters out of the car. And when you shoot them, they turn into angels that you can then shoot again to make them fall for bonus points.
Okay, apparently I've been shot by Hunter. So you said that my game only pans like side to side. I'll have you know, Hunter, there are parts of my game that don't even scroll at all.
Touche. Touche.
Screw your argument.
Mine goes forwards and backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is one of the worst concepts in a pseudo 3D environment is that silly zoom up. And you're like, oh, I can see the guy. He's back there. Oh, no, let's zoom up.
But you literally walk through environments every time you defeat all the enemies on screen. Literally.
Literally. You actually walk right through them.
As a person.
Yep. It's good.
It's great.
I don't know what he's doing.
Literally walking through stuff.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
My game is intense. Like, my game takes actual skill to play. I mean, at some points, there's at least... Just wait a second. There is at least 12 gangsters shooting at you all at once on the screen.
Okay, but...
It's not the silly, okay, here's one.
Okay.
Let's shoot another one.
In my game, though, sometimes there isn't even anyone shooting at you.
You say that like that's good. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Great.
That's just boring.
But it's not always boring. It's only boring sometimes. That's what makes it exciting. It's unpredictable. It's tense.
I have to ask about this car level.
Yes.
I'm watching it now.
It is a clown gangster car.
Yeah, other than the fact that... I wasn't even going to bring that up. I didn't even question the fact that just literally dozens of people are pouring out of this two-seater.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, look at Lethal Enforcers. I mean, the third level that you get to when you're on the road. I mean, there's massive people coming out of the car. It's awesome.
I wasn't going to argue that. I'm wondering, are there any other levels in the game like this?
No, that's the only one.
Nope.
So the game's only good for a level.
No, it's good for six. There's six levels. There's also bonus levels where you have to find the key.
Find the key. That's what I want to do in a light gun game. Find
you
the key.
You shoot through the wall. The brick walls.
Where's that key?
Exactly. And you're shooting through the brick wall, and you get bonus points. And the neat thing about it is after every level, you are critiqued about how well you did
at shooting at bricks.
What if I don't want to be critiqued?
They critique your brick shooting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's brick shooting. You know, it's better than shooting a can.
No, it's not. The cans are, like, bouncing. Bricks are just,
can,
like...
Shooting a can is classic, at least. Shooting a brick's just, it's a brick. That takes no skill. It's a wall.
Yeah. Listen, the gun that you get in my game is powerful enough to break bricks.
That's a gun.
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Yes.
Nope. No. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, here's my question for you, Hunter. Jason's game is, like, super famous. Has a legacy, sequels, etc. Your game kind of faded into obscurity. What's up with that?
And your game didn't?
It's Hogan's Alley. Everyone knows Hogan's Alley.
Yeah!
Everybody knows Gangster Town.
I don't.
No, they don't.
Well, if you grew up worshipping Nintendo and all the great they've done.
I didn't worship Nintendo. I'm a PC gamer.
And, I mean, you could say hundreds of millions of people didn't grow up worshipping Nintendo.
That's true.
You could say. No, fairly or unfairly. I'm just throwing that out there. Like so many games.
Did you know that parts of Hogan's Alley appear in WarioWare Touched?
Yes,
no.
As a micro game.
That's Nintendo for you, just regurgitating old titles and old aspects
Earthbound.
Of games and blah blah blah. Terrible.
Not terrible when it's good to begin with, and you want more of it. You can add all you want, but you're wrong.
You're just angry that Sega can't regurgitate things anymore.
Oh, snap.
Sure they can. Do you know how many Sonic titles there are? Come on,
so many quality Sonic titles.
Their new one's getting pretty high reviews. The kart racing one.
Which one? Oh, Sonic Racing.
Oh, the Mario Kart ripoff. Yeah.
Yeah, because there was never a kart game before Mario Kart.
Well, there was that lawnmower one.
Yeah. Everyone loves.
What was
wacky
that one
wheels.
Called? Wacky Wheels.
Wow. Wait, why is Sonic driving a car?
Why would Mario drive a car? Why would anybody drive a car?
Because
when you
Mario
got public transportation.
Doesn't run faster than many things on the planet. Sonic.
Well, he wants to be competitive, Jason. Competitive.
I just like that you asked, why would anyone drive a car?
Public transportation.
Yeah, right? Walk. Take your hot dog cart to work.
Your balloon cart.
Unicycle.
A ferret.
Speeder bike from Battletoads.
My armpit.
I don't think that has four-wheel drive.
That's what you think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Some weekend we'll go off-roading on your armpit together.
That's, well, that sounds wrong. Sounds like micro machines.
literally.
Literally.
So tell me more about Gangster City or whatever.
Yeah, Gangster Squad.
Gangster Town.
Gangster Tots?
It's a Sim Town, vibrant game. No, there are no taxes, Jason.
No, there was no taxes in Sim Town.
There are lots of gun taxes out there.
Do you build gangsters?
No, you shoot them.
That seems unproductive.
Do you take their powers after you kill them, like Mega Man?
No, but they turn into angels, and then you could shoot them again for bonus points.
You shoot angels for bonus points.
That seems sacrilege.
Yeah, I mean, at first they were gangsters trying to kill you, but now they're just, you know.
Now they're
not.
What?
They're not.
I'm not going to go too theological on you, but that's really strange.
That is bizarre.
That's a really odd premise.
I think it's a great premise.
Shooting angels?
You want gangsters going to heaven? Come on.
Why? What city does the game take place in?
Gangster Town.
God, see, if you're shooting angels, they should have called the game City of Angels and placed it in L.A., and that would tie in thematically, but no, they went with generic Gangster Town.
So
wow.
That's a crappy Nicolas Cage movie.
Wow.
What I'm wondering is, who's the person that named the town gangster town.
Probably the gangsters.
That's a terrible idea.
Very elementary questions, guys.
We're just trying to understand.
How do you get tourism going when your city is called Gangster Town?
No one wants to go there.
We're full of gangsters.
They got hookers and blow. What else do you want?
So it takes place in Vegas?
No, it takes place in Gangster Town.
A.K.A. Vegas.
Fine. If you guys are happy with Vegas being Gangster Town, then by all means.
Wiki. I can't even find a Wikipedia for it.
You'll have to write one.
We can mention this episode.
Ta-da!
Really? There's no record of it on the Book of Knowledge.
Yeah.
That's unusual for video games.
It's a quality game.
Really obscure. It's terrible.
It's a quality...
It's a beautiful game.
Remembered
Very
game.
Very vibrant. Lots of reflexes needed because there's so many gangsters on screen. Great game. Better than a game that hasn't aged well or a game where you're shooting cardboard cutouts.
Have you ever shot a cardboard cutout? It's fun, okay? It's fun.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So you'd rather shoot angels?
They can't shoot back. So at least in Jason's game, they shoot back.
Hapless, helpless angels.
Defenseless, unarmed, celestial beings.
That's just wrong.
You're sick, Hunter. You are sick.
From a moral, religious, and sociological aspect.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Well, maybe you should learn.
I'm playing Gangster Town. I don't have to.
I feel pretty confident.
With the light phaser.
Yeah,
the way cooler name than the Zapper. Or the console that didn't even have a licensed light gun peripheral. Woohoo! You guys suck.
There's this Sega bubble you're living in where you think that the light phaser is somehow better than the Zapper.
Have you seen it?
And that it wasn't actually commonly insulted as being worse than the Zapper. I'm just looking, like, what's the best way to burst Hunter's bubble the most explosively? Like, I feel confident this week. Jason's on my side, clearly.
Oh, yeah, it's a better game. Gangster Town?
Yes, it is. It's a much better game than Hogan's Alley.
No, it's not. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's way better than Virtua Cop. Virtua Cop. Oh, with crappy polygons and the zooming.
Gotta love the zooming. Yeah, there's the enemy. Let's kill him.
Absolutely terrible. And then you got the crappy, like, you shoot the one guy, and then it's like another guy pops up not even 2 inches away from him, and it's like, oh, we got to move over here now.
Yeah, you gotta shoot him.
Oh, we got another one.
And you have to manually reload?
There's absolutely no strategy to the game. No strategy whatsoever.
What are you talking about? Yours is just side-scrolling shooting angels. That's not strategic.
Yeah, when you've got 1,000 of them coming at you.
Jason.
Yeah?
A question for you.
Sure.
In your game.
Yes.
Do you ever... It's a light gun game, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever need to collect keys to advance?
No, because it's a light
Better
gun game.
Better game.
What?
Better game.
Mine has a shotgun as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Shotguns are great.
For what, Jason? What are they great for?
Shooting people?
Okay.
What are shotguns great for?
Well, hold on a second. So you're saying that shooting people is better than shooting cardboard cutouts?
Which is better than shooting angels.
It's not better than shooting gangsters.
No.
I'll give
you that.
But you're going to take away...
You have the angel shooting. It's just wrong.
It sounds amazing. It is amazing.
It's kind of cool. Does Gangster Town have casinos? Is that your wife again?
No.
No? I'm gonna. Can she hear me? Oh wait, you got headphones on.
No, she can't hear you. What do you want? What do you want to say?
I don't know. I was just gonna try to distract you. Throw you off.
This is dangerous.
Wow. So anyway.
What
are shotguns good for? Well, you can make French fries with them. You can dry your clothes. You can give your child a college education. What are shotguns good for?
That'd be great if they could do all that.
That would be wonderful.
Did you hear that? Virtual comp can send your kid to college and make a damn good French fry.
Boom! College! Boom!
Bam.
French fries.
Ooh, hit me! Hit me! I need a promotion.
You're now CEO.
Oh, I got a scholarship!
Wow.
Ugh.
This is getting out of control.
Yeah.
A little awkward.
Glad just a little.
Yeah.
So how's your guys' gangster town?
What?
It's good. I'm a Virtua cop. I kill them all.
Virtua.
Yeah.
Not virtual.
No, Virtua.
Because apparently that was copyrighted.
Yeah.
Virtua.
No, it's a play on being full of virtue because you're a cop, and virtual because it's a video game.
No, that's
you keep telling yourself that, dude.
No,
it is.
No.
Yep.
See,
sorry,
game...
am I giving Sega too much credit? I almost brought
the crowd has gone silent.
I almost brought Virtua Cop 2 for the Dreamcast.
Why didn't you?
I thought
as you should have.
I thought that would be too cruel for Hunter to argue against the Dreamcast game.
What?
You love Dreamcast.
I love Dreamcast.
I know. Dreamcast. So does Bailey, apparently.
I'm undecided.
You're undecided?
See, my game doesn't even take place in a whole town. Just one notorious alleyway. There's a much stronger story appeal.
Because God forbid if you could give the player something different or new or unique or...
What does that have to do with Hogan's Alley? You know, before Hogan's Alley, can you name a single light gun game anywhere, anything like it? Shooting at targets through a city, shooting at cans. I mean, Hogan's Alley was very innovative. You may not understand how influential it was, but super was. Totally was. A lot.
I'm sure there's at least one arcade game that was out before this, like Wild Gunman or something.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Operation Wolf for the ZX Spectrum.
Specky games don't count, right?
Yeah, they didn't have a light gun peripheral. Jason.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Silly, silly Jason.
Silly, silly Jason. So silly.
All right.
Yeah. I guess we should wrap this up.
Gangster Town.
Sucks. Final arguments, gentlemen.
All right.
Hunter, why should anyone vote for Gangster Town?
Well, you should vote for Gangster Town because it is the best of the three. It's a very vibrant game. It's very challenging. It takes a lot of skill and reflex. You can shoot gangsters. They turn into angels, and you can shoot the angel.
Okay. Jason, why should anyone vote for whatever game you brought to me?
Virtua Cop. Cop.
Okay.
You should vote for it because there's so many cool names like Joe Fang and... The King and James Cools.
Which all sound like ripoffs for other characters. Like King is from Fatal Fury. Wasn't one of them called Kong?
Yeah.
All
King
right, so
and
Kong.
Ripping off Nintendo.
Yeah. Imagine that. Go AM2.
Way to go.
And they wonder why they're not around anymore.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's cool names.
Well,
it's Virtua Cop.
You should vote for my game.
Cop.
Because it has three different modes of play, all of which are fun. It's a classic. It was an original innovator and Monocle.
I'll give you the win just for that.
Oh, thank you.
Monocle.
I want to give a shout out to the new Lime Cheetos. Go get yourself some Lime Cheetos. To MikeBlackArt.com. He does great 8-bit murals like that.
Shout out to Retroids.com. Join us there for discussion forum, hangouts, chat room, score chasing. Good stuff. Love the podcast network. They're a great bunch of guys. And one last shout out to Jason.
What?
I got a shout out.
He's my Twitter shout out this week. You can follow Jason at Jason Lamb. Do it.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you got it. What do you got this week, Hunter?
You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My blog is ericmhunter.net. And give a shout out to Jason.
Oh, yeah. All the shout outs.
You can find him at Jason Lamb on Twitter.
Well, I guess I'll have to follow that up with give a shout out to Jason Lamb. You can follow him at Jason Lamb on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
Excellent.
In reality, though, I would like to thank everyone who's tuned in.
Yeah, this was fun. This will be...
That was good. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah.
And for listening when you listen on Monday, if you didn't tune in for the actual live broadcast.
Whether you're watching now, listening later, this is a fun format. We look forward to expanding this. And I know for me, getting more comfortable with the different flow of it. This is great.
Yeah, we need to figure out why I sound like crap.
Robot.
You did it at first, so we'll figure it out.
It's turns on and off. It's just the hangout.
Yeah, I'm not even worried. If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, I am at Nintendo_Legend. If you want to see what NES games I've been playing every week, you can go to NintendoLegend.com where I'm reviewing all of them. And listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!